This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Saturday, January 11th. An ever-ready heart.
Our reading comes from Deuteronomy chapter 6. These are the commands, decrees, and laws the Lord your God directed me to teach you to observe in the land that you are crossing the Jordan to possess, so that you, your children, and their children after them, may fear the Lord your God as long as you live, by keeping all his decrees and commands that I give you, and so that you may enjoy long life. Hear, Israel, and be careful to obey, so that it may go well with you, and that you may increase greatly in a land flowing with milk and honey, just as the Lord, the God of your ancestors, promised you. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up.
Unlike the commandments written by God on two stone tablets that Moses delivered to the people, God's word is written on our hearts today. It accomplishes what it is intended to do. And because the word of God is in our minds and written on our hearts, we are able to obey it through the work and power of the Holy Spirit in us. When I was a child, my parents got lots of ever-ready batteries for our new toys at Christmas time. I remember a TV commercial about ever-ready batteries that was funny and entertaining. The battery was described as putting more life into your life all day and all night. When God's word is on our hearts, it puts more life into our lives. God's word is alive, active, and sharp, and it penetrates deeply. It judges the attitude of the heart. It exposes what is in the heart. The word of God makes us come alive. It guides, comforts, nourishes, convicts, and teaches us how to live in a broken world. Jesus Christ, the Word in the beginning, who later lived among us, came into the world to bring the light of abundant, eternal life for all people. When we hold fast to the Word of life, our light shines for the world to see His light in us. God's Word puts life into our lives. Pray with me. Thank you, Lord, for the power of your word. Help me to have an ever-ready heart to respond to your word and be filled with your life. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.